Now, our next guest is the Shadow Minister for Roads, Brad Batten. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you going?
Well, I'm good. So have I got this right? The bill is written in the usual bureaucracies, which I'm not very good at reading, but it seems to me it allows Vic Roads to charge more for new plates. It allows them to charge more on an annual basis to re-register them. And I believe it can restrict people from on-selling them to others. Is that correct?
Yeah, you're reading it right. So it's basically removing the market, which obviously the government's got concerns that people out in the market are making money off personalised number plates, which we've had people do for a long period of time.
But why does the government care? I mean, sure, it issues the plates for $500 and someone who's clever enough to buy the right ones makes money. But if the government bans people from on-selling them, I mean, there will be no more market in these things. So why does the government care about this?
Yeah, call me a sceptic, but we understand that the future possibilities of this is actually turning them into they lease those plates. So if you buy something like, I know you're a Carlton fan, you buy Blues 30 and they win in the year 2030 and that plate goes up in value, well, instead of charging you $120 lease a year, it goes up to $500 a year because the value increases.
Is Carlton going to win?
Get it back.
Is Carlton going to win in 2030?
I'm a Geelong supporter, and I'm going to say I hope not, because I still can't stand 1995. So,
well, I'd be looking at the grand final just a few weeks ago. You should have. You're a much better team than what played that day.
We are indeed. But yeah, that's the concern, is if they end up turning this into a leased proposition, it's going to effectively mean that the government has the capability to reassess each lease each year, the same as you would with anything else. So therefore, the profiter becomes the government, and it's another tax grab.
Right. So you won't own the plates anymore. You'll have to lease them, and if you want to display them on your car, you might have to pay thousands of dollars a year to the government for the right to do so.
Yes, and whilst they're saying at the moment, I guarantee if you had the minister on now, he would say, no, that's not our intention. But the reality is that's what the law says. So this legislation will allow the government to do that. If it's not their intention, then don't bring it in. So we'll move amendments in the upper house on this, because we don't believe this should be in this position.
But see, because what I'm still struggling to understand is, A, the problem that they're trying to fix. I mean, okay, so some people are clever at trading plates and they buy plates when they're less expensive, and then they go, just like some people are very clever at buying cars at the right time and the right car goes up in value. I mean, if the government doesn't allow you to do that anymore and you only lease the plate, that kills the market for the plates anyway. So people aren't going to speculate on them, and they won't pay the government a lot of money because there's no point in doing it.
And the reality is the government shouldn't be stopping people speculating on items like a number plate, which you do own. When you buy it, you do own it. You've got it. You put it on your car. I actually have, my uncle has the number plates Go-Cats, which he's had for many years, and they're not on a car. And they've kept them there for years. But it's the same as people buying land. And sometimes you buy land off the government. Are they going to change it? So that's never going to happen in the future.
Well,
it concerns me they're doing this to give them back the profit long term, which, as you said, it will take out the market as far as the ownership, but it puts back into a leasing system, which, as I said, it worries me. Where are they going with this leasing one that they can see a return on the money?
Because, one of the reasons you mentioned land, one of the reasons that the public or the auction is the preferred method of transacting property in Melbourne, I believe, goes back to the day when we were opening up the suburbs over 100 years ago. And the government would just sort of have public auctions for land. Now, people bought that land off the government. There was a ton of speculation that went on. In the 1890s, there was actually a boom and then a bust, and we've seen similar booms and busts since. But it'd be like the government saying, oh, well, we don't want you to buy land off us because if it goes up in value, that's not fair.
Yeah, and it's the same. They're going to be saying the same with number plates. If people can speculate, I've just done a little search, because you can search online for what number plates. I'm going to do a speculative plate. I've got one here I might buy which says, buy Dan. I think that'd be a great one for me to have on my car, and we'll see where that goes in the future. But I'm amazed if anyone wants to buy them at the moment, if they've got a risk that they're not going to be worth anything or this government's going to charge you for them in the future.
Well, you got this bill amended overnight about the more serious issue of whether or not families of deceased rape victims can talk about the victims in public. You managed to get that changed. So do you think you can use your numbers with the crossbenchers to get something like this changed?
Yeah, it's in the lower house this week, Tom. So obviously it'll go through the lower house because the numbers are very, very tilted towards the government here. But in the upper house, we'll start to move. We've got a couple of things we want to talk about in the upper house on this bill, and that's one of them. So over the next 2 weeks, I'll make sure that I contact email speak to each of the crossbenchers and explain to them that, you know, the concern for this is it's effectively a tax grab for people who have done or want to speculate within number plates in the future. Why don't we encourage that? At the end of the day, it's just going to, if people make money out of it, they'll end up paying taxes, all those sort of things that come with it. But then we're going to have a government that's going to try and speculate, in my view, themselves, with a leasing platform. Right. And I think that's more of a concern going forward.
Maybe they'll be embarrassed if the Buy Dan number plate ends up going up in value. Brad Batten there, Shadow Minister for Roads.